fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 16th of September. Preparative of the day, I want to encourage you to read the book titled World Without Cancer. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. You follow the protocols. He lists in that book like I do every day. You can't get cancer. No, don't email me to find out what the protocols are. You're going to have to get the book and read it. What a burden that will be. All right, we have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of 12 books, I believe. I always have trouble remembering because he's always writing new books. And a weekly radio talk show host. And, of course, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Cancer is a big profitable business. And, you can just go on and on about this. I know a lot of people that have been diagnosed with prostate cancer because of the same PCR test that they use for COVID. It gives false positives. Lots of doctor boat payments have been made off of men who've had their prostates removed incorrectly under false diagnosis.
So the PSA test and the PCR test are essentially the same?
They're the same. You know, the
PCR for the COVID and PSA for the prostate.
Well, the PSA is the result, is the result of the, it's a reading of, based on antibodies that are in your blood because of some kind of defugality going on in your body.
I'm very blessed. 25 years ago, I had a PSA test. I didn't really feel any need for one. And it was, I think, a 12. Luckily had an honest urologist. He says, John, I'm tired of people getting upset when they see this. Your PSA gets to be about 200. Come back and see me. In the meantime, men who have a PSA test of 3 over 3 are told, oh, no, you may get cancer. you either need surgery or radiation or both. And a very close blood relative of mine, he had a PSA, I think, of maybe 7 or 8. And I tried to tell him that it doesn't mean he's going to get cancer. It doesn't mean he has cancer. He went in and had the radiation, which destroyed his life, the rest of his life. Another friend of mine, same way. He had a PSA lower than mine was 25 years ago, and he had prostate surgery. They convinced him he was going to get cancer. And how many tens of thousands of men does it happen to every year, Jim? Tens of thousands.
That's what I say. Yeah, a lot of boat payments there. And that happened to me. That happened to me, and I went to get a second opinion. And an older guy, it was Friday afternoon in a clinic, and I was with somebody else, and I said, well, maybe I'll just get a second opinion. So I go into this guy, and I start telling him the story, and he goes, wait, stop, stop. He said, no, you got an infection. He said, people misdiagnose that all the time to get a boat payment. He said, here, you know, and typically it's a mild infection that someone has and not related even to prostate, but they interpret it that way. And it's like only 25% of women that are diagnosed with breast cancer actually have it. And that's another huge business. So anyway, a little refresher on cancer and cancer diagnosis this morning.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, right before the show started, I mentioned that Tucker Carlson last night had a world-class virologist on as a guest. She happened to be ethnic Chinese, and revealed what you and I have known since March, and most of our listeners have known since March, that the Chinese virus, the COVID-19, is a laboratory-created virus, not something came from bats or some meat market in China, but a man-made virus. And as we both agreed before the show started, you and I, Jim, and most of our listeners have known this since March. Well, it's a bit late in the game, but at least Tucker's finally getting up to speed, isn't he?
Well, he's kind of half up to speed, because now what they're trying to do is blame this, like Laura Ingraham, calling it the Chinese virus. This is an American-made thing, and it was moved to Wuhan, that level 4 lab, by Tony Fauci, because it was made illegal in the United States in 2016 right. by federal congressional law. And so he moved it there and continued the research, and then it was released from there. So this is all on Tony Fauci.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is.
And so the problem I have with Tucker is the message he's giving to the people is, oh, those darn Chinese. It's the darn Chinese that did this to us. No.
Right.
And even Trump calls it the Chinese flu or whatever. No, this is right on his right-hand man there, Tony.
Right. Well, there's been
some... We should be in prison.
Well, there's been some public friction between Fauci and the president. Fauci needs to be investigated by the Department of Justice and indictments issued, because he's up to his eyeballs in the creation of this virus, isn't he?
Well, absolutely, and plus he even owns some patents involved in it. Conflict of interest, I mean, it just, you know, his associations with other people, the squelching of hydroxychloroquine as a treatment, which he, in fact, designated in the National Institute of Health as early as 2005. And then I remember him getting up and saying, oh, no, we can't look at this. There's no double-blind test. There were double-blind tests in the NIH under him.
Right. Well, here,
and he lied about it.
As my, yeah. Here's the problem. The problem is they can't move forward and bypass all the safety protocols for a new vaccine if there's a viable alternative that doesn't require a vaccine, which of course is hydroxychloroquine. So in order to bypass all the in-place protocols to have established safety and efficacy for a vaccine, to bypass all those, there can't be something that will work in its place. So that's why they're coming out so strongly against hydroxychloroquine, because it is safe, It is effective. It's cheap. And that fact negates the need for any vaccine at all, let alone bypassing all the safety protocols. Right, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, this, and this is from the very beginning. And when Trump came out and said, well, I'm taking it as a precaution, he said, I'm fine. And then he said, what will it hurt? And Fauci came up and he just slammed it. And then the news media went crazy. They actually, the NIH initiated fake tests where they gave it to people that were over 90 years old and did not give it with the other ingredient, zinc. And they gave, they way overdosed the patients. And so then they said, no, it's not safe, you know, falsifying a study to try and cover it up. I mean, these people are up to their eyeballs in corruption, in the insider trading, and to protect his own patents and the investment that the Gates Foundation and all the other coordination with who, I mean, it just, it stinks, you know. And to come back to the original story, I know that the way Tucker would spin that is that this is the Chinese virus, you know, caused by the Chinese. And that's a lie. That's not the case. And it drives me crazy when I see people like Laura Ingraham and you know, the other Fox people who should be on top of this.
One of the things, you know, for mainstream media, it's the best we got on one hand. On the other, what you'll never see Fox News do is any criticism of the pharmaceutical industry. That's simply not going to be tolerated on Fox News. And that's a reality that's not going to change, is it, Jim?
There's a number of things, I won't list them all, but there's a number of things that they will never cross the line on.
Right, right, absolutely. Well, Jim, there's a lot going on. What's top of your list right now?
Well, I just want to remind people, as I predicted a long time ago, the priming of the news pump continues. Today, space.com ran an article that two asteroids buzzed by Earth safely yesterday. Total misinformation, because every day at least 20 asteroids fly by Earth safely. So that what they're doing is they're priming the pump. And then that story, it's their second top headline of the day. That story will be picked up and then put on other news outlets, on other news feeds, and that'll get wide distribution. And that's priming the pump. What I said is NASA and NOAA are going to combine in probably mid to late October sometime on a false flag event. It'll include asteroids, which they can duplicate with man-made devices. I can tell the difference. But then also false flag solar flare, false flag weather manipulation, and on and on. And I believe, too, that they'll bring down the power grid in some places based on these false flags. So this continues. This is a daily thing. I'm actually tracking this. I wish I had more time or maybe a grad student to work on this and track all the news media and how these stories propagate. But I don't. I'm just hitting some of the major ones. Right. And the same with spaceweather.com, a Rothschild-owned fake weather service, which has purchased all the other weather media that were out there before. There were a lot of good ones. Intelcast was really pretty crappy, but it was the best there was, and that's gone. So you have Weather Underground, which is totally owned and operated by Rothschilds. You know, spaceweather.com, totally owned and operated by Rothschilds. And this is our access to the news media, totally corrupt.
Well, actually, Intellicast and Weather Underground merged about a year and a half ago.
They were eaten up by Weather Underground, which has always been terrible. I mean, the reporting is just pathetic. It's not worth going there.
I've learned that I can rely on them to report the weather maybe 24 hours in advance as far as forecasting, and even that's iffy.
But if you look for things like I'm looking for, like the what's going on in the eye of a hurricane or something like that, by the way, that has long since been photoshopped. All of the weather data, et cetera, has been, the satellites have been totally controlled. As far as the data that's distributed to the public, et cetera, totally controlled. I think we talked about this maybe a couple years ago. There was a ghost satellite, Ghost West, went offline for a day where they did some program uploads. And when they brought it back online, they left off. They didn't turn on all the filters. So you got to see the real, you could see all the chemtrails. You could see all the cloud. You could see all of this weather manipulation stuff going on. And then they caught it. And then all of a sudden it went down for a few minutes and somebody turned back on all the filters. So that all of this weather data is filtered that comes to the public.
That is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. It was just like shocking. You could see all of the chemtrails. You could see, and then when it came back, they were all gone.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, I know a young man who's an Air Force pilot, and he's convinced there's no such thing as man-made chemtrails. He's just absolutely convinced. He's a young captain in his mid-20s. And
he's a product of U.S. Public education.
Well, and the Air Force Academy. But, it's all compartmentalized. That's how secrets are kept, with compartmentalization. He did reveal to me that all the pilots who fly back and forth to the Antarctic are with the New York Air Guard. That's the only Air Force pilots allowed to go back and forth to the Antarctic.
That's interesting.
Well, that's and I have interviewed one pilot who did go down there. I don't know how many times, but I asked him, did you bring anything interesting out of there? He said, yeah. I said, can you tell me about it? He says, no. He didn't want to lose his pension.
Right.
We're at a dinner there in Texas. It was a fundraiser for General Mike Flynn, and he was sitting at my table right next to me. And he didn't want to put his pension at risk by telling a broadcast journalist, myself, what he took out of the Antarctic, which they've been doing for decades, of course.
Right. Before I wrote my book, Atlantis to Tesla, the Colburn Connection, I was on a web page, and I was backing in. This is before they got more sophisticated, but anyway, it was a long URL, and what I was doing was I was taking off the last little piece of it out at the right-hand side, basically, so I was backing into the website, and it turned out to be a secure Navy website that I backed into. It was a submarine port in northern Australia, and they were basically researching the lost city of Atlantis in the South China Sea. And I put that in the book. And it was interesting when I gave my talk at the UFO conference in 2003 on that topic, there was a guy who came up and talked to me afterwards who was a physicist, 25 years in the U.S. Naval Submarine Fleet. And he came up and talked to me afterwards. But a lot of things going on this planet, and that's very similar to Antarctica, in which the U.S. military, I call it military science, tier one science, is doing all this stuff, and you don't see it. People think that Carl Sagan is the top tier of science. I got to tell you something, that ain't the top tier of science anywhere.
No. Well, Atlantis was a worldwide empire. It's not just a city.
Right. But the mother continent city, this famous five-ring city, is in the South China Sea.
Well, also, there's been structures, man-made structures, between Okinawa and the islands of Japan that stretch for miles and miles. And that received quite a bit of notoriety. Oh, it's been 8 or 10 years ago, and then it kind of went silent.
Right.
But I'm sure that there's been a lot of archaeologists checking out those structures also, which appear to be massive.
Right. When I was in Peru a number of years ago, I hear some music coming.
You have music because we have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might and with all the strength that God can give us. To wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no
survival. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, 16 September. This hour brought to you by EMP Shield. That's what I got on my vehicle. So my vehicle will run after an EMP attack. Question is, will yours? Well, check out the EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got not one, but two weekly radio shows. Let people know how they can listen live and to your archives. Please, sir.
Yeah, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, as it has been for the past 20 years, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads, commercial-free. So WWCR.com and WWCR Tower 2, shortwave. And then my paid cast also is available weekly. And I want to promote also my education program. This is 4 years in the making. So I put together an education package for K-12 and university students and parents. So also, I'm surprised grandparents are calling in and saying, I want to do something for my grandkids. I want to order your course. So anyway, all that's on my webpage, jmccsci.com.
Outstanding. I got a couple of calls on hold here. First, we go to John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Professor. I always enjoy when you come on. You say something that provokes my mind.
Well, good.
You said that the city of Atlantis was in the South China Sea, and John, you said Atlantis was a worldwide phenomenon.
That's both.
If I remember right. Okay, now, if you would, for those that may not know, I know what Atlantis is supposed to have been. Is a domed city, correct?
Well, no, it was not domed. It was a five-ring city with the inner statue was Neptune, which had various different names throughout history, but it was a giant, basically, Tesla tower, which was, and at night it would light up. You could see the electrical exchange into the ionosphere. And they had electricity, atmospheric electricity, and they had glasswork, metalwork. They had seawater batteries. So at any rate, a very advanced, and they knew how to deal with the hardest rock and carve it into amazing shapes. And it's believed that that's where the Incas learned their stonework and some other civilizations also.
Okay, so basically it may not have been domed, but it was an enclosed system, correct?
It was gated. To get it from one gate to the other, there was water in between the rings. And to get in...
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. John, that's kind of like God drawing a circle in the midst of the waters, separating the waters from the waters, isn't it?
Similar.
And the New World Order is trying to recreate the new Atlantis. They've been looking for Atlantis for thousands of years. My belief, John, personally, and James, is that the Earth is the lost civilization of Atlantis. Atlantis, how was Atlantis destroyed? It's in the South China Sea. It's underwater, correct, supposedly?
Yeah, it's basically very unstable. And these things have happened. In volcanology, it's called sloughing, where the land just literally slides off, and something that California could do. If you look at, for example, the Hawaiian Islands are a very good example, where major pieces are just missing. And what they did is like a big toboggan. They just slide off, tremendous amount of weight, and they just slide off. There's like fissures, and once they get moving, they don't stop. They found this material 20 miles out in the ocean. That's how far it goes once it hits the ocean.
Basically a landslide, correct?
Yeah, so basically,
it's similar,
yeah.
John, it's similar to the Noah account. It fell into the water.
The Noah account is 40 days and 40 nights of rain. The Noah account
right,
is very...
Right, but also, James, that God opened the windows of heaven and the fountains of the deep caused a great turmoil. If you're going to flood the earth, 40 days of rain is not going to flood everything on the earth. However, if you open the windows of heaven and earth is beneath a sea and the fountains of the deep are opened up, you could fill that up pretty quick. I think personally that Atlantis is earth. Now, whether or not a city existed, I can't say. But you're being very specific when you're saying they had electricity, they were able to carve rocks. I don't see any verifiable factual account of that. So I'd like to ask where you're getting the information. I'd like to
After the break, we'll get into that. Hold on, John. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 16th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have a daily update there. It's called the Daily Intelligence Briefing, put together by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent. It's a lot of work. You want to know what's going on in the world on a daily basis? That's where you go at my website at thelibertyman.com, the Daily Intelligence Briefing. Also my website, if you want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do, get yourself an energy cleaner. I just got a fresh shipment in last night. My friend Tom Berryhill, he's diligently working, getting caught up on the back orders. And for the time being, we're caught up on back orders. Mattress pads are coming in. If you got arthritis pain, energy cleaner will help also. Check out the details at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Yeah, it will help you. It will. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day to buy your energy cleaner and your mattress pad is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're dealing with Professor James McKinney and John from Tennessee. I want some evidence, Jim, about the connections you're making, sir.
Well, I'll tell you, it's It's decades and decades of research and collaborating with other people, and it's not a back-of-the-envelope five-minute thing. When I do research, people typically listen to me because I don't just make things up. I don't get my information from YouTube. But basically, this is a composite of information put together from many, many sources that make a lot of sense. And one of the early people who discovered that the five-ring city was in the South China Sea was a physicist from Brazil. And he put together a composite chart of all the different properties that we know of from different bits and pieces of history. And he discovered that the only place in the world where it could be is the South China Sea. And it was surrounded, for example, they know, by big bogs of growth where you could only come in. They had cut channels where the boats would come in. And the Pillars of Hercules was Krakatoa and its sister volcano in the Sunda Strait. And they could see the pillars way that the seafarers could just get in the general area. And at night, they would see the pillars of smoke basically coming vertically up from those two volcanoes. And that's where they would cross through to enter the inner region, the entry point into the South China Sea. And there's stories about them being attacked, where the ships would be burned out of the water. They had laser systems or lens systems, so nobody could approach the island because they all had wooden craft. So there's a lot known about Atlantis and the fact that it was in the South China Sea. And what I was stating was I was on a webpage of the U.S. Navy submarine fleet in northern Australia, and they were going in. And I remember at the time there was a big conflict with China because they didn't want the U.S. Navy in there, and they knew what they were doing. So there's a lot of history revolving around this, and a lot of work that I've done over basically a lifetime of putting this together.
Okay.
And I know I appear, John, as being argumentative. Sincerely, James, I'm not. Like you, I've been researching since 1984, and the internet didn't exist. And no one knew who YouTube was. It wasn't there. So I've been doing the same thing, but apparently we're arriving at conclusions from different sources of what we believe to be true. My ultimate truth is the Word of God and not traditions of men, and I'm not degrading what you're saying at all, such as Hercules and lights and beams, because I too believe that there were technologies that existed thousands of years ago. There is no way that any kind of sculptor, I don't care how good he is, could do the Statue of David or the things that are done in basalt rock and polished to a high gloss that look lifelike, like they were frozen in a stone without advanced CNC machinery. I don't think that could happen. So what I'm saying is that there's a lot of parallels between the city of Atlantis and what I believe, which John ridicules me offhandedly over it every time I talk about it, is a flat, stationary Earth. I don't believe in scientific cosmology. I believe in a biblical cosmology. And with that, I appreciate it. I enjoy listening to you because I do learn. And we can agree to disagree and both take what's good from one another and spit the rest out, like John has said before. So you've got a lot of good information. I hope that I present things that you can use to further your research. Because if I'm wrong, I want to know. And hopefully, if you're wrong, you'd like to know. I thank you both for giving me airtime.
Thank you for your call, John. And, of course, it's 8:29 p.m. in Bangkok, Thailand right now, in case somebody wants to know.
John, I wanted to mention, yes. I pulled up the Tucker Carlson clip, and this woman, very deep Chinese accent, claims that the Chinese military were in charge of that lab and have patents, and she can prove that. Well, right. I can prove that Tony Fauci moved the money there to continue the research, and that virus strain came from Dietrich. So I don't know what she's talking about.
Does one knowing the Chinese as I do, does one preclude the other? Because the Chinese have their own patent system, don't they?
But the thing that bothers me is that it's pretty well known. I mean, it's just not me, but I mean, it's very well known that the money trail that brought that research from the United States to that laboratory in China.
I'm not disagreeing with it, Jim. All I'm saying is it would be consistent with the Chinese I know to take an existing patent and call it their own and make it their own patent.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But right. But still, that's obfuscating the issue of Tony Fauci and who's putting this woman on Tucker Carlson.
Well, concerning you and I and our listeners and all since March, it's a beginning of something that may move forward. We can't count on it. There may continue to be obfuscation, but it's more than was revealed in mass media for the past months, going back to March when you and I found out about it. We've got another couple of callers. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, Dr. McCanny. Professor McCanny.
Howdy.
I have a question about concerning cancer. Are you aware of something called the Unitarian Trophoblastic Thesis of Cancer? Embryologist back at the turn of the 20th century.
So, no, I'm not.
Says that cancer is a result of stem cells under certain circumstances of toxicity or virus or something morphing into what are called trophoblasts, which are cells that come out of a zygote after it's been fertilized to go in and scout ahead and burrow a place in the lining of the uterus for it to plant itself and to create a placenta and an umbilical cord.
I don't know anything about that myself.
Okay, he answered your question, John. What else?
That's all I wanted to ask him.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. That Atlantis information is fascinating. I really haven't looked into it. But, you know, John, I'm not going to believe it until I see it on TV.
Yeah.
But I definitely have to look into it. Jim, you had information on this on your website or something as well?
Well, my book, Atlantis to Tesla, goes into some of this. And okay. the working of glass and et cetera. So, yeah, metallurgy, glass, and...
Your statement, your tongue-in-cheek statement, Dave, reminds me of something my kid brother said 25 years ago. John, if it was real, Dan Rather would tell me so.
Was it Dan Rather, or who was it that said, hey, that Building 7 looks like a controlled demolition out of the mouth of babes? But
Yeah.
Can't
go there.
Occasionally they're right? Jim, what I wanted to say regarding the hydroxychloroquine, Chris Martinson has done some talks on this. He's a pathologist. He was in industry, too. He was very, very good at going over the numbers and things. He said that the stages of this disease, the first stage is viremia, where the virus is growing, and then the second stage is some response to that, like the cytokine storm or whatever. I haven't looked into that part. I'll tell you about that in a second. But he said that most of these studies on hydroxychloroquine they gave too late to the patients after their viremia, after the virus had already built up. The purpose of the zinc and the hydroxychloroquine is to block the replication of the virus, but it's already over. So that's another reason why they were unsuccessful. And the stages of the disease. Apparently, according to, and I haven't looked it up yet, I'm a very poor graduate student, but Steve O'Neill said is on the Eastern Virginia Medical Society, which Chris Martinson referenced. So if I look that information up, can I email that to you, Jim?
Yeah, mail it to John, or if you mail it to my website email address, flag it there.
Okay, maybe I'll send it to John, let him forward it to you. That's good.
But typically, the people are not dying from the virus. That's a misnomer. They're dying from their body overreacting to the virus.
Right.
It's like when you walk into a room and there's some woman that's got some strong perfume and everybody's sneezing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. They're reacting to something. And I had that happen to me the other day. I walked into a room and I just started uncontrollably sneezing, and it turned out to be some talc or something. I don't know what it was, but man, I couldn't stop sneezing, you know, and that's exactly what's going on. So people have, you know, their lungs are filling up with fluid, they're overreacting, and that's what they die from. So the Fauci methodology was to put them on a breathalyzer, which blew their lungs out and killed them. So,
they got their death numbers up that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I also agree with what John said earlier. He was saying something about the, I don't know. I forgot what it was now. I guess I'm having a Biden moment. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, go watch TV.
That may be part of the new vernacular, Biden moment.
Yeah.
It's funny because everybody knows what that means, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, my, that guy can hardly get through a sentence. It's just pathetic. I mean, they're running this dude for president. They got to put him up for. Everybody's going to be tuning in for the October 1st. Is it debate?
Yeah, it's. They're going to have. He's going to have an earphone giving him prompts on what to say, and maybe a teleprompter also. And there'll be a uncomfortable time delay between a question being asked and his response while he's digesting what he's supposed to say.
Right. Oh my goodness.
That's what's going to happen. It's already happened.
That's like putting a paraplegic in the 100-yard dash in the Olympics. I mean, it's going to be something. Anyway.
Yep. Yep.
But
exactly.
I wanted to mention on the issue of Atlantis, I'm in collaboration with a lot of people on these topics. And one was Yvonne Whiteman, who's done a lot of work. A woman from England's done a lot of research, and other people. I mean, that's just one example. There are a lot of people who have studied this, and there's a lot of quackery involved, too. So you got to be careful. But John, I did want to promote something. There's a guy named Mark Gaffney. I think he's been on your show, and I've been collaborating with him on a book that is coming out. In fact, as we speak, it's called Deep History and the Ages of Man. And, I was, worked with Mark as he produced this book over the past probably year. But anyway, I want to turn people's attention to that. I believe it's available in Kindle on Amazon. It's called Deep History and the Ages of Man by Mark Gaffney with two Fs.
Okay, I haven't had Mark on, but go ahead.
Oh, anyway, I just wanted to promote that because what he's doing here, it's very similar to the issue with Atlantis. We have all of this history that has never been studied because of this ridiculous history that we've been pawned off on from the, you know, I don't know where it came from, who made up the history, but it couldn't possibly be true. But anyway, what he studied was the alignment in various other type of physical systems that indicated that the North Pole was in a different place throughout history. And that's something that I worked on diligently. In 1999, I was in Chichen Itza on the ground with survey equipment surveying it, did one of the very first analysis of that location, and then other Mayan ruins analysis and then cross-coordinate them as to their true north and south based on the the grid work of the cities and discovered that the Old North Pole was somewhere in what is now the province of Ontario. And his work corroborates that. So it's really, it's something that's really people should start looking at and get away from this ivory tower university archaeology. There are other people working at, like many people that are have been working around archaeological issues, myself included, that are finding out that things are not the way we've been told. Let's just put it that way.
All the best talk, Jim. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my link page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got about 2.5 minutes, sir.
Well, John, what I am promoting right now is my education package. And I just want to quick mention that this has been about 4 years in the making. This is for K-12 and university, and parents have really been dumped on. I mean, first of all, the failed educational system, a lot of people think it's because of COVID-19. The virus that infected and destroyed our education system started a long, long time ago, as we both know. Probably one of the benefits of COVID-19 is they're all shut down now. So parents are forced to go into home education, et cetera, but they're really ill-equipped, and especially in the area of science. So that's why I'm producing this on my webpage. It's available there. It's a very well-organized, a good deal of information. And the other thing that's infected education is atheism. And, you know, they also define the other side as a bunch of Bible-thumping anti-scientists. And there's really a true answer there. So at any rate, I just encourage people to go to my webpage and check this out. And I'm surprised to get calls from grandparents who want to do something for their grandkids who are now being homeschooled. But this is a national disaster. Imagine China only had 3 weeks down for the coronavirus and went back 100% full activity. Look at how far behind the United States is getting because of this absolute disaster, that man-made virus, and then the shutdown, which is continuing, which is absolutely absurd. You know, the Democrats want to destroy this country. So anyway, I'm trying to do my part helping people out. I'm going to be my own show. I'm going to be spending a lot of time, a lot more time for parents and students because they need so much help.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll have you back next Wednesday.
See you, John.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We're back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.